been caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
You know, we became a 207G, which 287G, which basically means some of our deputies can serve warrants with ICE federal warrants.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go through a program and then they can serve warrants. And we've got 30-something. I sent out an email to these guys saying, come work for us. Work for an agency with integrity and we'll pay you $50,000 bonus. That's what they did. Sent
wow.
it to all the deputies 287 qualified in the state of Florida.
So they used it as a recruiting tool for them?
Yes. After we stepped up and said, we will help you after they asked for our help.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson talking to me yesterday. You've heard David mention this several times in the news. Let's start there with Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Chip, by the way, welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm great. Good to have you. You also have deputies that have participated in this program where they've gotten certified or trained by ICE, right?
Yes.
Did they get the letters of finally they can come work for an agency with integrity and get $50,000 as a bonus?
Yes. Yeah. You know, I heard what Sheriff Johnson, Bob and I and the First Circuit sheriffs have been communicating about this and our displeasure with this tactic that was used. And again, it's one of those things where they asked us to help. We provided them with names and business emails, sheriff's office email addresses to get this certification. Honestly, went through a bunch of hoops to help them.
Yeah.
And then in what I think is very poor form, they decide to send emails to those ones, the ones that they, this is the, you're biting the hand that feeds you is what you're doing. And what I find that it's even worse is that they did not send these emails to the state officers. They didn't send them to the troopers that were certified.
Really?
They didn't send them to the FDLE agents that were certified because they knew, in my mind, they knew that the governor wouldn't take kindly to that.
Wow.
But they didn't give a darn about the locals, the sheriff's office and the municipalities. So they sent these emails trying to recruit them away after we allowed them to take this training to help them. It's just poor form. It's a poor reflection on the partnership. It's very important. So we're going to continue to work with our ICE partners, but this is going to be difficult to forget.
And it's not like they sent it to you and said, hey, if any of your officers want to come work for us, we have a pretty good program. If you feel like sharing with them, they went directly to the people that you had brought to them to help. And I assume, right, it was working around you guys basically to get.
Yeah, it's basically said, now that you've got some training
and
you've proven that you want to be, you know, a partner with us, why don't you come work for us instead?
Mm.
Which, again, would ultimately, if anyone was to leave, would take from the local law
right.
enforcement contingent and put them into an ICE, ICE employment status, and that's not going to help anybody.
Do you happen to know? I mean, it's hard to turn down $50,000 bonus. Do you have deputies leaving? Do you know?
Well, as I understand it, the $50,000 bonus is $10,000 a year, with a 5-year contract. That's
okay.
What I understand.
I gotcha.
I chose not to work for a federal agency. I wanted to be a local law enforcement. I wanted to work for my community, and we give our own recruitments bill. You can do anything at the sheriff's office. You can be on a SWAT team. You can be a narcotics. You can be an investigator. You can be a homicide investigator. You can be on our dive team, our boat team. You can do a number of different things. And so I can't imagine someone wanting to leave the employment of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office to go work for ICE.
Okay, so but do you know of anybody that's...
No, I'm not aware of anyone
okay.
that, is,
right.
that
so,
is looking at...
So
I mean,
more,
they may not tell me.
You're
they
right.
may not say, Sheriff, I'm out until it's too late.
But I mean, that was my first blush reaction was, oh my God, how many are we losing? You know, but it's
possible. But I mean, ultimately, we provide I think the citizens of Escambia County provide a very competitive salary now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a great thing going. We got a lot of momentum at the sheriff's office. Things are going very well. And my hope is that the people that we put so much time and effort into,
yeah.
and we train our own now, that they will want to stick around, and so far they have done so.
Well, that's good news. I mean, that's really good news. A couple of cases, as we often do. Josh Hardy, who was tromping around in the field by his house, stepped in a hole, shot himself with an AK-47, as happens.
Hopefully it doesn't happen very much.
I don't know. It's never happened to me, but I mean, you know, whatever. But that led to some other stuff, right?
Yeah, basically, this guy's jumping around in what's described as foxholes. I guess he's doing his own training type of thing on his own property. But he ends up shooting himself with an AK-47, doing some rather extensive damage, as can happen when you shoot yourself with an AK.
Yeah, that's a high-powered weapon, for sure.
Some very really substantial injuries to his leg. And ultimately, we find out he had some violations regarding the firearm itself. We did charge him with some of the stuff that he had. I don't have the list of all the firearms that he had, but we seized quite a few firearms that were illegal to be in his possession, and we're working with ATF to determine whether there are additional federal charges that might be brought against him.
But this is also the indications like plans to hurt people, improvised explosives, a variety of other, beyond just possession of guns he shouldn't have had.
Yeah, and there's supposed to have been I haven't seen it, but a letter with a list, a hit list or a hate list or whatever you want to call it. And someone was asking me the other day whether we would notify people. Well, yes, if we think that people are on a list, as part of the investigation itself, we would determine why would you be on this list?
What kind of contact
would you have so we can let them know that, or maybe get more information, more evidence on the existing investigation. And we would and have certainly done that if it were, a legitimate list, if it was something that we felt like someone was might be in peril.
You also had a case of, I kind of laughed the name, Lucky Lily. Is that right?
Who a real
was,
name.
Was
they
not,
called me.
Was not as lucky in the end, led your deputies through a chase that apparently didn't just go through the parking lot at the Walmart, but went into the Walmart on Mobile Highway. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, so this guy was breaking into cars.
Why is it always Walmart? Why is Walmart such a nexus of bad behavior? Is it just because it's a lot of people go to Walmart? Is that all it is?
I don't know.
It's weird, right? I mean, y'all are stationed on your hood drive. One is right across from the Walmart. So
exactly.
Anyway,
exactly.
Go on. Okay, so what happened here?
This guy's a car burglar and a shoplifter. So he had broken into a car, used that card that he stole, and then he did it again a couple of days later to a different car. And then ultimately, we had determined him to be the suspect. Our deputies have been working it and found out that, hey, this is the guy, and we had warrants in this guy. And then it so happened, he goes back into Walmart, changes into their Walmart clothes.
He's an employee?
No. The clothes that were being sold at Walmart.
Oh.
There was their clothes
to
buy.
Got it.
So, and then he gets a drink, and he tries to walk out. A deputy approaches him, who's working off duty at the location. He darts, for lack of a better word, back inside the store. We're chasing him. Ends up bumping into a customer, I think knocked the customer down. And then we ultimately arrested Lucky and charged him with all this stuff.
Lucky. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Well, I guess
You had a pretty frustrating development. The case of Daniel Hux, who had shot one of your deputies.
Right. He shot at two of them, struck one of them four times, yes.
And was then Baker acted, I guess. And
well, we
also,
charged him.
Yeah, charged right. And Baker acted. But then now is getting transferred to what we think is maybe a lower security facility. And it's not some of the details here aren't 100% clear, but you were not in support of this.
No, I'm not in support of this. He was sane enough to have called 911 and trying to get ambulance crew or deputies. And he ultimately got both. But the deputies responded to the actual house because it was a little suspicious. And he laid in wait, and when we opened up the door, he just started firing at two deputies and struck one four times, once in the head. The deputy was lucky to be alive. We ended up charging him with attempted murder.
Just to be clear, this is he called them in order to shoot at them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretending to need them, yeah. And then he started firing at them. We returned fire, and I think we struck him as well. In fact, I know we did. But again, non-life-threatening. He was sent to a mental hospital about a year and a half ago. There was a conversation whether they should let him into a less restrictive facility. I wrote a letter asking, hey, please don't do this. This guy is a danger to our community. I thought it was my job, not only to our deputies, he's a danger to others. He's a danger to EMS, fire, whoever responds, or to any citizen that might encounter him.
Right.
And I'm not sure as saying it was because of the letter I wrote, but ultimately he was sent for back to the mental, the state hospital.
Good.
And now, as I understand it, they're going to, I guess, downgrade him or put him in a lower level.
Yeah, they say he does not meet the criteria for incarceration at the mental hospital or whatever facility they had him in. Right.
Yeah, my criticism is more at the system itself that doesn't allow for an individual of this caliber to remain maybe hospitalized, but in a secure hospital for what I think should be the rest of your life. In this particular case, I don't know what do you expect him to do? And just because he may not be of a mental capacity doesn't mean he gets off from the crime they did. If you're extremely drunk or on drugs and you commit a crime, you don't get off because, oh, I didn't know what I was doing at the time. I'm not downplaying a need for a mental assistance that this individual might need or other individuals might need. I'm purely saying, as the sheriff of Escambia County, that I think that this individual in a less secure facility, and again, I don't know what that really means, but it's less secure than the doors being locked and he can't wander out.
Yeah.
And I just think that if he's returned in whatever reduced capacity of incarceration, I think that that could potentially be a problem.
And I mean, you know, I've always been of the opinion that if somebody needs to get treatment, that's fine for the duration that makes sense. But if he no longer meets the criteria for being Baker Acted and incarcerated in a secure mental health facility, well, we can just move him to the regular jail.
Try him. And
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
if
right.
He's better now,
if he did the
him,
crime, then right. Try him, move him to the regular jail where, you know, we keep people who shoot cops.
Exactly.
Who shoot cops. I mean, you know, that's that.
I just think ultimately had he been successful in his attempt to kill one of our deputies, then was he going to be allowed to just wander around
right.
in a less secure facility? Again, I don't know, to be all honest, exactly what that means. That mean, you know, he's not allowed to leave the house, but there's no bars or, you know. Right. To me, there needs to be bars. To me, there needs to be zero opportunity for this individual to be out and do more harm to a community.
You know, I know it's not your jurisdiction, and I know that since you're the sheriff and not the chief of police, you may feel free to not comment, but you know the story about NAS Pensacola and Wild Greggs. You've seen, I'll just carte blanche. Anything you want to say about that or about Wild Greggs or about behavior? Or, I mean, you know, feel free, whatever you want to say. I'm just, you know, I hadn't been intending to ask you this, but you mentioned bars and I was thinking of a different kind of bar. So,
no, I'll be honest, I don't know exactly what they're claiming takes place at Wild Greggs. Again, it's a
bar. They're saying underage drinking and drugs and cocaine and sex acts in the bathrooms, and that's that's what the PNJ says. Mama Sun said. So
the only thing I can say is that I know that the military evaluates these rather extensively. Mm-hmm. I have been on the Military Affairs Committee for a number of years, or I was on that, and I know that this is not the first time that they've put a particular location, what I'll call off limits,
right,
to their sailors and the people under their command, and obviously they don't take that lightly either. I
right.
know that they have many many conversations. So. But I can't comment because I wasn't privy to the conversations that led to this particular off limits type of a characterization. So I can't help you with that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Last thing is we're talking. This is another conversation we're having with Bob Johnson yesterday. He was saying that they're having lots of construction site thefts, air conditioners, things like that. People stealing. You know, historically they steal copper, they resell it, they scrap, whatever. But I was wondering if you have seen that as well, and I had somebody text in and said they thought they had seen it one of our neighborhood construction areas, one of your camera arrays, you know, your park trailer to, you know, discourage and to observe, right? Is that true?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that we've had an uptick in it. I think that there has been, anytime you have a lot of construction, and specifically, I guess, in Escambia, in Santa Rosa County, with a lot of the growth that we're seeing here, there's so many construction sites, there are people that are going to take advantage of that. But I can't say that we've had an increase in
okay.
construction crimes. But you did mention, and I was going to mention also, that we have our mobile cameras that we place at some large construction site. Certainly if we think that someone tried to break into something or tried to pick up it, a lot of times they will, then when they put refrigerators and washers and
yeah.
dryers in his house, they lay them there and then someone else installs them. And you know, a lot of times there's some inside information, you know, that there's a Whirlpool or whatever kind
yeah.
of appliance that might be in a garage of an unsecured, you know, brand new a house in the middle of construction, and they go pick those up. But yeah, we'll put our cameras out there and try to deter that sort of thing.
Good.
But I can't tell you that we've had an increase in that.
And then we're totally out of time, but can people request the deterrent camera? I don't forget what you call it.
You can request anything, but okay. Yeah. No, but what we like to do is work with people.
I got you.
And say,
okay.
Hey,
so we'll find a solution to your problem.
Yeah, and if there's a camera available, that's what we want them for.
Okay.
If you have we can't do it forever, but we certainly can. We did it for the Pensacola Beach with great success. We do it for the Interstate Fair with great success. We've loaned them out to City of Pensacola and the Pensacola Police Department during some of their parades. So, people can certainly contact us and we'll determine what's best. Sometimes it's our deterrence van or our van, and sometimes it's the portable or the mobile cameras.
And if somebody's got a 16-year-old daughter they think is sneaking out the back window at night, well, we can put a sheriff's vehicle in the backyard and discourage the behavior.
Well, I mean, you can buy room cameras for that also.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, there's other solutions. All right, yeah. You'll help them figure out a solution. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you for the time. I appreciate it, and really appreciate all the work that you all do. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Y'all take care.